After Buzzers, welcome to the Expanse After Show. We're talking about episode 8, It Reaches Out. We get more Miller. We have an explosion. Did Holden really make that message? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome, welcome. It's the Expanse After Show, episode 8, season 3, It Reaches Out. My name is Carrie Lane, and I have all my panelists here today. Welcome back, Rick.
Hello, Rick Hong here. Hi, guys.
Hey, it's me, Cherry.
Hi.
Yay.
Hi, Rick. So, first of all, thank you so much to all of you who leave comments on our videos. You guys are amazing super fans and some really good suggestions on things. I apologize, last time is Delta V, not 5, but Roman numerals, hey, what, you know. Yeah. And then also we mentioned a thing with a certain character, and they make the crack noise, which made me say tooth, but it's actually glands in their mouth, which we'll get to. But yeah, appreciate all your comments. If you're watching this live, we do have a live chat. Please join us. And if you're watching it later, please comment down below. All right, initial thoughts on this episode. Rick, what do you think?
Well, you know from last season that I was always constantly in denial that Miller, Tom Jane, was still alive in some form. And I know he was teased last episode, but we thought maybe it could have been a hallucination, maybe just like one little brief, but now he's back in some weird form. Don't know what yet. So I'm very happy.
Yeah. Cherry, what do you think?
I'm very happy. I'm fascinated by Drummer and how she's dealing with being in command, as well as her relationship that's progressing with Naomi. So I'm very curious about what's going on with his ship.
Oh yeah. Right. This episode was definitely very exciting. I apologize last time for saying so many times I've read some of the books. So, but in reading, I'm excited that it's catching up.
I mean, you're very educated with the show, and that's okay.
But yeah, this one, it's been exciting for things to line up. So right away at the beginning, we have the UN fleet, UNN, just fast to say UN, but they are watching the EK ship footage with Mario Espinosa, Mario? I'm like, now I'm saying it wrong. I'm like, I wrote my notes, I read them all fast. But they're all watching that footage and everyone's reactions to it. And Anna is kind of that nice figure there of keeping this group on that ship. Like, hey, let's all not be fools and let's calm down. Because they're all like, it's a weapon.
Right.
Rah! Just freaking out. But rightfully so, it is like shocking footage. What did you think of that on that episode when those like that look of that splat?
It's interesting because, I mean, like, and later on, there's another gruesome-esque, you know, we'll get to later.
Yes.
But I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, it's interesting that we're watching this on sci-fi. Mm. Because back in the 80s, stuff like that, that scene where his body is, that's like an R rating for, like, movies, like, back in the 80s. Not nowadays.
Right.
So it's actually pretty amazing to be able to see that. And I'm like, I was like, wow. I was like, this season, The Expanse has gotten really gruesome with, like
space is brutal, man.
Yeah, with, remember, like, the proto-model, well, Katoa wasn't quite, I mean, he was evolving.
No, it was pretty intense with Katoa, for sure.
Like, he was evolving into the protomolecule monster, and he, like, tore up that body.
That was so good.
So that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's getting real bloody, but it's great.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're on sci-fi, so,
well,
I mean.
They're also allowing more swearing on sci-fi now, too, which is cool.
Space is dangerous.
Right. So, as you said, Holden now sees Miller again. We know this is not just that, like, one thing. And he's kind of, like, trying to pep himself up of, like, talking in the mirror, all right, am I going crazy? And then,
even though, like, Miller's, like, just still talking kind of gibberish to him, so he can't make sense of, like, why are you here? Am I losing my mind? Because you're talking gibberish.
Yes, but I think it's also the intelligence is trying to learn English and figure out how to communicate with the humans, because he'd said they kind of look at him as someone able to have a ship to move, and they look at him as a communicator. I don't think they think of people as people, per se.
True. They broke down, I think it was with Katoa, saying, like, they talk about, they don't talk about human beings as, like, entities same way.
It's just kind of like a computer. Like a computer.
Yeah.
It just, yeah, parts. It's just like, yeah, just parts, exactly.
Alex and Amos are seeing that same footage of the rock hopper and everything, and Holden makes a comment, like, it never ends, and Monica, the interviewer, is like, well, what do you mean? What do you think he was referring to?
It's just a madness. Just a craziness. just when you thought that everything was, like, kind of settled for everybody. Like, everybody was like, you know, there's no threats of, like, war or anything going on. Yeah. Or people at least working into it. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, now we got some crazy suicide kamikaze dude doing something. And maybe he's going to start a whole nother issue between everybody. So that's the way that I interpreted it. I don't know about you, Sherry.
I think it's because he just wants to have a moment where he can sit and still and sort of think about it. Naomi left, so that kind of put a big hole in his heart or his head.
Sure.
Because she was this Jiminy Cricket. And also, they thought that the ring would just be sort of inert for a while. And they could sort of deal with their lawsuit. And it's like, they've got the lawsuit. The alien creatures are still coming around. I mean, there's a lot on their plate.
Well, we also got the Alex pointing out, like, is this fate? Were they all meant to be here at this time? Which is a whole other kind of way to think about it. Over on the Behemoth, they're kind of like, okay, well, what's our plan? Ashford, Drummer, and Naomi are talking. Drummer kind of is lamenting about the struggles of being in charge, which I think she's doing a good job, though. Like, she's been second in command, or first in command, I guess, for a while now. So now it's her job. But do we think, like she does, that Ashford wants control of the ship?
Yes, I think he wants it. I think that's why he does a little, like, backstabby, demeaning, sexist, and then reminds her that she's younger, and I think at one time he was her boss or something.
Right.
And he's trying to play little games where he's insinuating that Fred and Anderson have come up with some sort of secret deal that she's not aware of.
I mean, yeah, like, I mean, even, like, when he, like, first came onto the ship, he kind of had that swagger of, like, you know, hey, I'm here. As opposed to it's like, hi, like, thank you for letting me aboard type thing.
Well, he later is singing a song that starts with, if I had a ship. And I was like, I don't trust you. So please leave a comment down below. How much do you trust Ashford? Comment. Let us know. And then if you're in the chat, let us know. How much do you trust him? Do we think he's going to, like, try to take over? Or is he going to just slowly undermine Drummer such to the point that she can't be in command anymore?
Just slightly off topic. How well do we think that David Strathairn is doing the Belter?
Oh, he's great. I love his accent. I'm he's so in it.
Because, you know, he's such a good actor outside of this. And I'm used to him, like, almost never doing accents other than an American accent. Mm. I don't think I've even seen him in a movie with a British accent. So to see him do Belter... Yeah. You know, like, just, I had to kind of dissect and listen, because, like, Dominique Tipper, like, Naomi, boom.
Her belter is going up.
Oh, my God, she's, like, right back in it.
Yep.
Yes. I'm like, what happened to that English accent?
Well, you know what, though? It's like, people, if you're from a state, country, that's an accent, you go away, and when you come back, or you're talking to your family or friends, and stuff like that.
So, Curly Toot in the chat is saying he's playing the long game.
Ah, I agree.
I Am Alien said no.
Don't trust him. Then they're talking about, there's kind of a quick moment, but Drummer and Naomi are talking about how, like, Fred is wanting essentially a Belter nation, but Drummer feels that's almost a little naive to think of it that way. But Naomi's like, it's possible, but it'll take time. Do we feel like there could be a more organized Belter nation?
But isn't it what Fred always wanted?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't think it's like a new revelation.
No, but it's interesting. Drummer's still, like, poking at that, like, I don't believe in it.
I don't think she believes in it because she's just on the belt and she's had negative interactions with the inner worlds.
Yeah.
But I think that from the position where Fred was when he used to be a senior army or military person, I think he understands and believes in organization. So I believe they can be equal, take a while, but they have a ship, they have weapons. They're going to have their protomolecule. They're going to force them to be equal with everyone else.
I mean, plus the other issue, too, with the Belters is that it's always, like, people on Earth have always kind of been organized. Because I guess our planets. People on Earth have always been organized. People on Mars have always been organized, the Martians. Yeah. But the Belters are, like, there's always, like, issues with them getting on the same page, getting organized, that we've seen throughout the seasons.
Yeah.
So I can see her kind of skepticism about the one Belter nation or...
Yeah. Real quick on the Rosie, we have Holden and, you know, we have the Millers just talking, where Monica is like, okay, we need more info. I need more honesty. And her side comment, we're going to get so many awards. how many of you, and how, what did you both think, how much do we not trust her then in the moment of like, oh, I mean, before I was already skeptical of them, but how much we're just like, oh, you don't really care.
Well, I think Monica is motivated by her wanting to win, I don't know, a Nobel Peace Prize or whatever, fame, whatever. Cohen, I think, is part of some conspiracy with, I'm going to go off topic a little bit,
sure,
with Melba.
Okay.
I think they are working with someone. Okay. Yeah. And I almost wonder if it's the same people that was funding the government overthrow on Earth. Mm. Or are they some sort of
new organization,
proto-molecule hybrid people or something? But I don't think it's just them being individuals.
Well, it is definitely a surprising coincidence that he does something to the Rossi, getting a little bit ahead, but he's removing that kind of like that data chip piece, and then they have issues, and also there's the explosion, so it's like,
It's the same thing for her. I mean, she was already crossing the line last time by saying, you know, by propositioning Amos. So, I mean, it's just like, how professional is she really, you know? She's totally. More of like, you know, in this Me Too movement, you know, it's like she's not really the right candidate for...
It's a honey trap. They both did it. That's how some people get stories.
It's true. But we kind of mentioned Melba. So she stuffs Ren's body, which is kind of just like, I know he's dead, which is sad he's dead, but just like destroying the body of shoving
the face,
it in.
In the face, that's what I'm
like
saying.
Crunch.
Like, that's like R-rated back in the 80s. Yeah. That's why they put like, that's like, what do you call it? Friday the 13th type, like, you know, got to give it an R rating. Mm. But nowadays, it's like, oh, that's okay.
Oh, violent. No, we don't care about violence here. It's just sex and nudity and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. And the F word, that's right. Yeah. That's true.
Over Ashford, though, a moment that we didn't get to just yet was they're doing the toast of one, no turning back, into the rock hopper. And how much do we feel Naomi was how much of an optimist before? Because now she's the super optimist. I mean, on the Rossi, she kind of was, but I feel she's like, guys, we can make everything work out. Before, I felt she was voice of reason rather than pure optimist. She was an optimistic realist before, and now she's like pure optimist.
See, I think it's not so much she's an optimist, so much as when she was on the Rossi, she saw how they were able to work with the Martians, able to work with the Inners, and all come together. It's just a getting people to talk and making them see why it's beneficial for them. But someone on the chat, I'm going to go back a little bit.
Yeah.
I Am Alien says, maybe Ashford is the Belter version of Aaron Wright.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
That's an interesting comparison.
Yes.
Maybe. But I feel he's better at it. If he is like Aaron Wright, he's doing a better job. Aaron Wright, like, automatically, I don't trust you. Ashford has this weird, like, but I don't know if it's the actor, because I'm like, I kind of like you. I like that actor. But I'm like, how much do I trust you? I don't know. It's a little bit more.
They're both great actors.
We kind of touched upon, Amos catches the camera op guy, Cohen, messing around, and he's a bit suspicious.
That guy's just creepy, though, too. The whole, just how he, like, just how he, like, even navigates through the ship, walking through it and doing his thing. It's just creepy in general. Yeah. So, like, even if I was just hanging out somewhere, I'd still be like, dude, you're creepy.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd
be suspicious all the time.
I'd be suspicious of him. And I like how Amos is like, I don't care if you're blind. A, I'm not hooking up with you. And B, if I catch you up here again, I'm going to knock you out, so go on about your business.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you the treadmill so you can walk continuously. That was great.
Yes.
Poor Holden, when he's doing the self-diagnostic test and everything, he's freaking out. Everything's normal. How many of you got nervous when we did the protomolecule test?
No, I mean, he's a leader. He's a leader. There's no way.
He did it 35 times, though. 35!
Although they did kill Mittler, so I mean, in some retrospect, but it's, you know, but it's but Holden's the leader. You can't
he's the leader,
but it was like, I was a little nervous. I'm like, wait, what does that mean?
Well, I was thinking he might be a little bit infected with the protomolecule, but not enough where he'd turn into a hybrid, because it feels like you have to do something to make it do as much. And it's in the ship. They still haven't found it in the ship.
No. Well, back when it was on the other UN ship, if it touched you, it's like a zombie, like Rick was saying, too. It's like, once you're touched, you're done.
And I feel like we would have, more than, like, a mental version of the protomolecule, like, we would have, like, more visually seen an infection first.
Yeah.
as opposed to like him hallucinating. That's why I didn't believe it. No. As many times as he was checking himself. Yeah. But clearly there's something
Maybe he's breathed it in or something.
Miller's back again, and he keeps saying doors and corners and clear the room. Any suspicions on what that means? I mean, we kind of know what it is a little bit later, but did you have any inklings on what you thought it meant when you saw that?
I was just like, because
it's right. It's totally like gibberish. But how much do we love him making fun of the hat? He's like, what is with that hat? I know this can't be.
Well, I mean, because it's because like the thing with the hat though too is because like he had a bad haircut. He had that weird mohawk.
Yeah, that's a way to hide it.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. He had that bad haircut before he like, you know, became one with the foot or whatever. Yeah. You know, so.
Well, he keeps trying to talk to him. It definitely is like bizarre trying to talk to whatever this is. And he says, you're dead. So, Cher, you already kind of said what you think it is, sort of what Miller is, if it's really Miller. Rick, what are you thinking Miller is?
I think this Miller, thing. Miller must be some version of like a... like an apparition that's connected to the ring.
Okay.
And that's why he's there. Mm-hmm. So that's what I, yeah, like, I mean, if the ring didn't exist and they were farther away from it, like there'd be no Miller.
Right.
But because they're so close to it, that's why Miller's being or whatever, it's kind of like a, I don't know, I guess it's kind of like the, you know, the Obi-Wan Yoda type thing coming back from the dead, except this one's not as wise. So far, Miller's not as wise, or at least he's more Yoda-esque, very cryptic.
I couldn't figure out if Miller is tangible or not.
Because when he goes to touch him, he's like,
don't touch me.
Mm-hmm. He's like, yep.
So I'm wondering if maybe he is protomolecule, and if he did touch him, then Holden would become infected, and that's why he was like, you can't touch me.
Good question. What are your thoughts on what in this Miller thing is? Leave comments down below if you've read the books. Don't get ahead. But yeah, what do you think it is? Because it's interesting. Yes.
Yeah, no spoilers.
Okay,
no
this spoilers. Is going to be girly, but Anne Vincey, A-D-N-C-Y, was saying she loves your summer haircut.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I just, if you all remember, a nice long brown hair to like down here, and it's off, and it's like blue-green.
And Curly Toot says, this was the episode that most book readers are waiting for. Sorry, I have to talk about the book.
No, that's fine. We can talk about the book. The show is based on a book, but we won't like reiterate same information. Yes.
Dion Andress says, I think Miller is a type of drone put forth by the ring.
Ooh, I like that.
That's clever.
But then this leads to the best.
Dion Andress, I disagree with you, but okay, anyways.
Well, that's a good way to explain it, because they talk about the humans sending in, like, drones to check out the ring, and it makes kind of sense that if the ring is a intelligent thing to send Miller as a one as a drone as well.
I figured it out. This is what it is. This is how it was lurking in my mind, because like, I was like, I'm doing the wrong thing by comparing it to Star Wars. It's a little bit like 2001 with David, or 2010 when David shows back up after he's been like gone.
Yeah.
So like, I think that's more of what it is. Is that like the monolith and David are, and so in this one, same thing, it's the ring and Miller.
Interesting. But we get the best moment. Amos sees Holden yelling at nothing. And he's like, well, I'm not much help, but I don't judge. Love that. And even Holden's like, well, that's not the greatest description, but it's a good point.
He tells him, like, don't break the coffee maker.
Yeah.
Again.
And then he watches the footage, though. Holden, smart. Like, that's a good way. Like, do I see it? But similar to ghosts or other non-normal human things, doesn't show up on footage, so but it was smart. I'm glad Holden tried to check that. Popping over to the prince, Thomas Prince, we have the religious kind of gathering dinner. Anna sees and tries to go comfort Melba, who in a previous scene obviously is very shaken up by murdering this man, and we don't know if she, I would say from that we could infer she doesn't, that's not a normal thing she does. She's not like, I'm gonna kill somebody.
Or is it like a, maybe like kind of like a Incredible Hulk-esque type thing where when she transforms and then when she's back, she's like, wait, what just happened?
She remembers.
No, I think it was it's a self-defense thing because in terms of this person knew too much and she doesn't have enough time to like plan a way around it. And so, yes, thank you so much for people leaving comments before. It's a gland thing in her mouth, which they describe much more in detail in the book. But I like the show, how it does kind of a click noise and she's doing something that you're like, oh, what is going on? And yeah, she kind of gets these superpowers. But as we saw, she passes out. So maybe it's a little bit more like, then it comes back and it affects her, which shows how, you know, human she is and remorseful.
Well, she hulks out.
Conflict.
Like she, you know, like the Hulk when, and then when they transform, then they go back to being a person.
But I think she's still in control when she's doing it. But it is one of those, she doesn't feel the remorse when she's doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
Douglas in the chat says, by now I think Melba is definitely under duress. She's conflicted about her actions, but she wholeheartedly hates Holden. Yes, she doesn't like Holden.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There's definitely, we'll get to that.
Yeah, she's like narcissist. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So we have the next big, crazy kind of big thing, too, that's going a little bit. The camera guy is watching. Oh, that was an interesting, cool way to show footage on the ship for us, the viewer, to see him watching Holden talk to Monica. And also, that's when he's kind of talking about, like, Naomi not being there anymore. And Alex and Amy, when they're worried about Holden talking to himself, but that's also when we see him break in and replace the data chip, and then back to Alex and Amos, they're just worried about Holden. But I don't, Rick, you were kind of talking about, but do you think how Holden was talking with Monica, he's like, do you feel it's his brain manifesting like the hope and fears, and is this someone he just needs to confide in because Naomi's not here for him to talk to?
Oh, it's like his imaginary friend.
Yeah,
you're getting our shows confused, Carrie.
Right, another
you're getting our shows confused. We have another after show with this type of issue.
Yes,
you're getting our shows confused.
Who's real?
No, I'm convinced that the ring has something to do with.
Sure.
And it's maybe it's kind of it's like a warning. It's just like a warning, or it's just like eventually maybe the more Miller is able to show up, the more coherent he'll become.
Ooh,
yeah.
Well, there's that moment though. He pops in and. Holden asks him, do you know that you're here? And Miller seems less grounded than he did earlier, but then he says, like, sometimes, and they said there were boundary conditions, and Holden's like, well, why me? And he says, you have a ship, and that they're tools.
And also, he said that they kill him, so I think it's almost like a reset, because he kind of doesn't remember things. But Lemon in the chat says, I think maybe Miller is the protomolecule communicating telepathically with Holden, but it's just learning, so Miller is repeating things he said in the past, which is what I said before about as far as language goes.
Sure.
And then Anthesi says she might be a plant to move forward with the proto-bomb, because her crew mate, who she killed was her making a bomb. I don't know. I was confused. I was confused a little bit, too.
Sure. Rick, you got something real
quick? Well, since we're talking about Holden and I'm talking about leaders, our own very fearless leader, Maria Menounos, has a show that drops every Friday on iTunes called Conversations with Maria Menounos. She's got, like, celebrity influencers on there. She interviews a lot of people. You need some advice, go listen to her. Go listen to it. You can download it free. Subscribe. And when you do, please let her know it was the Expanse after show that led you there in the comments. But every Friday on iTunes for free, Conversations with Maria Menounos. I guarantee if she was talking to us, maybe she would have some insight about the protomolecule.
She sure would. She always has great insights.
So how much were we surprised when we saw Melba laying the, you know, she was doing some sort of bomb, something on the science vessel, but it gets armed and detonated and boom. Were we surprised?
No, because it's because she's she's clearly trying to cause some sort of problem.
Do you know who she is? Do you have any suspicions on who you think she is?
I think she's Toast, right? Because her name's Melba. No. I have no friggin' clue.
That was funny.
I have no friggin' clue, and I'm waiting to find out.
Okay.
But definitely Melba and Cohen, the camera guy, have to have a connection, because they blew
it's
it up.
It's a weird coincidence.
And then he had a video insinuating that he had the bomb. And that wouldn't take, like, 5 minutes. That would take some time to find the clips to tie them together anyway.
Oh, so you think it's like that they put the clips together of, like, multiple, which we have seen today. Actually, Jordan Peele did a video of that. Where did you see
Obama?
Yeah,
it was hilarious.
Oh, he did. Go see it.
He does a clip where he's saying other things, but he's just showing you how technology, like even today, you could do that and make it look like somebody else. But if you watch it, you go, most people, wait, something's off and not right. about this, which Naomi does.
But wait, we'll get to that. No, it sounds like a ripoff of bad lip reading, which is friggin' awesome.
No, it's a digital technology thing. It's really bizarre, but it's kind of that uncanny valley that if you're really watching, you're like, your brain's going, something's not quite right.
Okay.
But most people aren't really paying attention.
And if you want to believe whatever it is that's false fake news.
Yeah.
Like, they want to believe that the Belters blew up the ship.
Yes.
No one even bothered to look to see if there's any video of a bomb coming from the Rossi, because I thought the Rossi didn't have any more bombs.
They check it, though. Yeah, they're like, it wasn't us. So they react. That's the Holden video. He says he's an OPA rep, which is not a good thing for the OPA people. The Belters are like, what? And he's like, Belters, get the ring! And it's claimed, and it shows that, yeah, we did the explosion. Broadcasted from their own ship, which they're like, shit.
Yeah, that's the big thing, right? It's not even so much it looks like it's him, but it's like coming
from their ship. Yes. And they're locked out of the controls. How much were you freaking out when you saw this moment?
Yeah, I definitely, I'm like, dude, what are you guys going to do? Because now you're screwed.
Yeah, that was good.
Now, were you suspicious, like Amos, of seeing this footage on Holden or what? What do you think? Cherry, how are you feeling when you saw that footage?
I can understand how, in the moment, Alex and Amos, when they know what's been going on, would think he's gone crazy. But once they calm down, once you add up the numbers, the only strangers on the ship are Monica and Cohen.
Right?
And that's something that Holden wouldn't, that's just something Holden wouldn't do. Mm-hmm. Naomi said it. And once everyone calms down, Amos is that guy, and he is going to get whatever information he needs to out of Cohen.
Yeah.
At the same time, too, I mean, those guys—they've been through so much,
right?
A lot of crazy stuff has happened, so it's not—I mean, it's not out of like their realm to sit there and say, "Well, you know, Holden hasn't been himself." Yep. So,
well, that's the moment too, where Holden goes and is like, "I need a moment alone," and asks Amos, "When have I ever asked you to trust me?" He's like, "Well, never." Okay, fine, I'll give you a moment. And then Amos destroys the camera.
1 minute. He's like, "Give me 1 minute." As long as he'd be like, "Yeah, 59." He's like, 58.
"That would be Amos." He's like, "And you're done." Ashford over on the Behemoth is like, "Well, we need to fire on the Rocinante to show we are not with him." And Drummer says, "Agrees." Oh, because she talks to the UN real quick and. They totally suspect the Belters is doing it for sure. And they get the minute and they fire, but there's a grid override, so nothing happens right away. Whoops.
Which that part's kind of lackluster. I mean, there's a little too convenient. All of a sudden it's like, oh, nothing.
I think in the book, the whole ship kind of breaks down at that moment because, remember, they've retrofitted it, so they haven't tested everything out yet.
Gotcha.
Because they just hurry up and get going. Yeah, and so it's like, whoops. But they kind of build it up a little bit bigger instead of convenient the way it did in the show. But they still handled it well.
I mean, they just tap things on, and that doesn't always work.
Yeah. So, they can't reach the Rossi. They're like, get Naomi away from the deck. And then, Amos is like, snake eyes when he's suspicious of our gentleman.
There you go, Albert Epstein. Like, I saw the...
I am alien. Yes. When Amos finds the thing the camera guy planted, he says to himself... Snake eyes.
We get the crazy moment. How many of you notice there is protomolecule on the Rocinante? Yes. We see the bottom of the ship and there's glowy blue stuff. That's one of those like, oh, ship.
And it's growing because before it was just one little piece, I thought, when a couple of episodes ago they showed like one piece.
It's still small-ish.
And I think it's grow. I think they grow, though. Is
it growing? Leave comments. Did you think it looked bigger than last time? I don't know. I was like, oh, no, it's still there. I did remember it from another one, but it's like, oh, yeah, you forget about it.
But that's the one thing about the protomolecule, right? It spreads.
Yeah,
so,
it does.
So, like, maybe, like, not... Maybe it
and
spreads...
And the question is, how do you remove it?
Yeah, maybe it spreads faster with, like, organic... You know, like, hence...
They said it
versus on the ship, which is, you know, not organic, so... But that's why we see, like, a slow spread of it getting bigger as opposed that's to, good. Like, why it just didn't affect the whole ship immediately.
Yeah. Then we get Holden, and he's like, I need the moment. And he gets the moment with Miller, and he's like, I need information. Now, the question is, when they said this line, leave comments down below, did you know what he was talking about? When he's like, when you go into the room too fast, the room eats you. Were you just like, that's more gibberish? Or were you thinking... What else can you go into that would eat you if you went in too fast? You're like, nope, wasn't thinking that. Cherry, were you thinking it was the ring he was talking about?
No, I had no idea. I was like, I don't remember him ever saying that in any of the other
episodes. Because the problem is that he's been talking such gibberish throughout the episode. It's hard to, like, really decipher that in
moment.
Oh, yeah,
no, it's so bizarre. I think the only way that it really indicates the ring is the emphasis of not going too fast, because the Belter, the Rockhopper kid, went in so fast that literally it stopped him and the rest of him didn't stop. Yeah. It's like, whoops. Also, good one, Chad.
Alriquai says the room is the ring.
Mm-hmm. A lot of you are probably watching this on YouTube. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're listening to this or want to do his podcast or know people who like podcasts, tell them to go that's YouTube. Go subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Leave us 5 stars because, you know, 1 through 4 don't really work. And let us know comments on what you think on the show, what other topics you'd want us to cover. We do have more special guests coming in the future, so leave comments on that, of like what kind of comments or questions we should ask our guests.
And we give you guys a big old shout out for doing it, just like we do for people that are in the chat right now. So.
Hey, chatters.
Okay, then we get the reveal. Holden is like, no, we gotta go in the ring. Who was worried? I was worried. I knew they were going there, but I was worried. Were you worried about them going in the ring?
I just thought, how? I was how are you going to do this without ending up like the other guy, a bloody mess?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was like the only thing. I was just like, how, dude?
Yeah.
It was interesting because at the very beginning of the episode when the religious people were all meeting, they did say that there was some sort of, not atmosphere, but gravity. That they mentioned a little bit, but I didn't really understand because I'm not a scientist. But it was really cool the way they mentioned it. And then when you saw at the very end with the gravity holding them almost static, like maybe through molasses, like they were going so slow.
It's because we understand. It's not so much that you're a scientist. It's just because we understand gravity to be different in terms of what we were
Earth,
visually watching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, versus what we were watching. Had nothing to do with, you didn't have to be a scientist. It's just, we understand it differently.
I feel Ender's Game was the first one where they kind of breached the idea, for me as a reader, of up, down, left, right doesn't matter in outer space because there is no gravity the same way as Earth.
It was an awful movie.
Well, the books were
good. No, I know. I know, that's what I'm saying. Awful movie. I've always heard fantastic book, awful movie.
I'm liking the visual of the ring now, like how it's quote-unquote activated, that it kind of looks like a glossy pond mirror something before instead of just looking plain.
It reminds you just a little bit of Stargate. Just a little bit.
Yeah, but it's kind of interesting because then you're like, is this a gate to go in, or go out? As like Alex was worried about, like, are
is
we going to start
wormhole?
Seeing
yeah,
stuff?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's an outing, and I think whoever it is that's controlling the proton molecule and the hybrids
are going to come out.
Are coming. Mm. But I almost wonder if maybe there's two different aliens creatures.
Okay.
And there's one that doesn't dislike humans. They're like kind of indifferent, like the way we treat dogs. And then there's one that wants to overtake us and kill us. And they're kind of warning us, but in an abstract-y sort of way, because they're like, are they sentient beings or not?
Yeah. They do the slowdown, the massive deceleration to flip and burn. And I love the moment, though, when Holden looks over at Amos, because Amos is like, why? And he says, because Miller told me. It's like, thank you for the honesty, which Amos appreciates because he's like, all right, do it, Alex. You know, there's no hesitation. But I feel Amos is like that kind of guy. He's like, if you're straight with him, say what you mean. It could be the craziest thing in the world because Holden's like, well, that's the only way out. And Amos is like, sure. Sounds good, Captain. Instead of lying or being, you know, hiding behind it.
I mean, yeah, like we know this from obviously from Naomi.
Yeah.
Number one, in terms of like, don't lie.
Yep.
And then the other part of it is, I mean, how crazier can things get if this like weird protomolecule?
Right.
If you've seen face to face like a protomolecule monster a bunch of different times, then sure, believe I'd be like, yeah, okay, let's just go with it.
Then everyone is pretty much watching the Rossi go in, and they're all like, "What is it? What are they doing?" I was a little concerned of like just watching them when they're about to be passing out and everything. You're like, "Oh no!" I mean, you know, it's all fake and everything, but it's still like watching your people in distress.
We know what's gonna happen.
And then Holden wakes up and sees the missile close, but it's not moving, but it still has, like, the energy tail, and you're just, oh, boy. But they're safe for now. Any other thoughts on the episode before we do some predictions?
I thought it was hilarious how the religious leaders and the man and the senior powers that be were eating on China. They were having steak and wine.
Like,
and then
fine
when you
dining.
Saw everyone else, like the yeah. staff, they're eating like slop, but yeah. didn't say anything because, you know, slop.
She's listed on IMDb, but the woman Anna's talking to is called Tilly, who's going to hopefully will come in a bit more. She's kind of a fun
okay.
drunkard character, the way she cool. was there, of like, these people, my church, and donate money.
Funny.
And she's very saucy, which is fun to have around the other stuffy characters. And also, Anna's much more reserved, so I think it'd be fun for her to have somebody that's a little more flamboyant and outspoken. But any other thoughts on the episode?
No, I just like I like the new turn of story.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting a little tired,
sure.
you know, of the proto molecule, blah 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 blah. Like, I like this whole new, like, okay, now there's like a new thing that we have to deal with.
New task.
So yeah, I like the direction that it's going to, where it's gonna, I feel like, yeah, it's definitely gonna build to this, like, to the season finale. Luckily not series.
Yeah.
Finale.
Hello, Amazon Prime for next season.
Thank you.
Any other comments in the chat before we get to predictions?
People are asking how the show is going to be really, blah, blah, blah. So we won't talk about that. Ken from Chicago. Excessive secrets and lies are a bane of... No, the Arrowverse. We're not talking about Arrow. Why are you doing that?
Ken from Chicago,
alien.
Just send me some Lumel Nadis.
I Am Alien says, I just want to say we've never seen that proto-monster attack someone without being provoked. I'm not sure about I've ever actually seen it kill anyone. I mean, they've killed.
Because it goes defense. Towards energy to feed.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what we know. Like, it's so.
Well, it can kill, but not know it the way, like, Katoa broke a person down of, like, I'm studying it. And the Arbogast was also broken down. The people inside mm-hmm. are broken down, which the show that they're still compact.
Yeah.
But still, they're in outer space. They died. But I think because the protomolecule doesn't understand yet how humans live, breathe, survive.
It's a curiosity
yeah.
kill,
yeah.
not a.
It's like a
right.
child.
Yeah.
yeah.
It doesn't get it. All right. Let's do some quick predictions. Cherry, you look very excited. What are some of your predictions?
I'm thinking that Pastor Anna is going to kind of follow Melba around enough where mm-hmm. Melba finds her threatening and might do something to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that with the leadership of Naomi and I think the relationship between Naomi and Drummer is going to change after she fired on her boyfriend and all her friends
yeah.
on the Rossi. I think that's going to sort of break them away, and then she'll sort of veer more towards Ashford, who will influence her in a negative way.
Rick, any predictions?
I think now that they've kind of gone through this ring thing mm-hmm. or whatever and actually listened to Miller, we'll see more of Miller making sense.
More sense, yeah.
Because it's actually like kind of like one with the ring
sure.
or... My precious. And then I think that we're going to get more to the bottom of who and what Cohen really is in terms of like what his
motivation.
His agenda and everything.
For
like
sure.
Amos is going to come doing his thing.
I won't comment because I'm like, don't want to get ahead. But Cherry, as you pointed out, the interaction with Anna and Melba was a little more heightened in the book. And I wonder if they'll have that a little bit later because, you know, in Melba's position of you killed somebody, you're going to be suspect of anybody who's really trying to reach out to you because you're like, do they know? Can they tell? You know, like when you've done something wrong, you're just thinking everybody can read it on my face. So I'm like, ooh, are they going to get more into that?
Yeah.
I think that pretty much wraps us up. Thank you. Oh, yes, we got more.
We have two from the chat. Douglas says they have to find the protomolecule on the Rossi at some point.
Yes.
No time like the next episode. Ken from Chicago. The captain apologized for shooting at Naomi's boyfriend. My bad. And the Navy. As I stated before, they are near the gravity well of the ring, not in the ring. So your perception of the stars bending is the relativistic view of your position?
I am curious to see more what it's like within the ring because it is described very specifically in the book, so I'll be curious how much more we'll see, because we only got to see that last little bit where Holden's looking, but I think we'll see more of it, because obviously they're alive, at least for now. Thank you so much for joining us in the live chat, and if you couldn't watch it live, no worries whatsoever, please comment down below your thoughts on the episode, and thanks for all your details on the show, the book. It's great because we're all super fans just like you. Where can people find out more about you guys?
Hey, you can find me, Cherry underscore LA on Twitter and Instagram.
And Cherry, you got something to say, right, about next week?
Next week, we have two. We have one guest. Stephen Strait! Yay!
So we're going to have Stephen Strait visiting us via Skype, the magic of technology. So make sure to tune in. And also, down the way, we're going to have some other special guests, which you'll just have to tune in to find about those.
Or we might be manipulating that he's going to be here via Skype. Yeah. And you guys can find me on all social media, at Rick Hong, R-I-C-K-H-O-N-G. And I'm on next for Netflix picks. So if you want to know what's to find and what to watch on Netflix, click in a few minutes.
Nice. And my name is Carrie Lane. Thank you so much for watching. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. All right, we'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Kisses.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.